More deaths and more deaths in nursing homes. A new report from the County Kildare coroner reveals a 53% increase in total notified deaths reported in the year March 2020 to February 2021, the first year covered by the COVID-19 pandemic. There were 867 deaths in that period versus 567 on average for each of the preceding 5 years. There was also a corresponding 50% increase in the deaths notified from nursing and residential homes. To tell us more, I'm joined by Professor Dennis Cusack, Senior Coroner for the County Kildare District. Professor Cusack, good morning.
Good morning, Mary.
What you're documenting here is a year of death in County Kildare, in the Kildare District, from the start of the pandemic. What story do these figures tell us?
Well, Mary, they tell a sad story. I want to end on a brighter note. What we see is that the number of deaths reported in Kildare have gone up by 1.5 times, and that includes nursing homes. And the nursing homes have borne the brunt of the deaths. I also want to put it in the context of numbers. My report is full of numbers, but it's actually about people. And I think one of the things we're learning and putting it into the context of the current debate about vaccination is, you know, I'm hearing figures of rare effects of vaccines. 1 per 1 million vaccinations might result in a death. But when we look at the figures from Kildare and from around the country, 1 in 1,000 of our population have died from COVID-19. And when you look at nursing and residential homes, that's greater than 50 in 1,000. That is 5 in 100. So we've got to get this into context. We've got to remember and learn from these deaths, unique people, individual people who've died before their time. In Kildare, in the last year, we had more than 160, almost 170 deaths in nursing and residential homes out of a population in those homes of 1,700, 1 in 10. So we can get blinded by statistics about cases, positivity rate, and deaths. But if we don't remember and learn from all of these reports, analyse them, then it's all in vain. What we've really got to do is look at this, because we're looking at a seasonal recurring COVID-19, it's looking like, from the medical evidence.
And is the evidence, even from that first year that you're documenting, that we learned as we progressed to the year, because you had an earlier report of very high levels of deaths during the first wave. We then went into summer, a second wave in the autumn, and the earlier part of this year coming out of Christmas. Were there lessons learned along the way?
There were, Mary, and these are some of the points that I would hope we'll digest from the report. The first is nursing homes and residential homes bore the brunt. We have an expert panel headed by Professor Cecily Kelleher that made recommendations, particularly in sections 11 and 12. We've got to look to those. We've got to put those in place. Second thing we've learned is, you know, about deaths and the bereaved, how people have died, how the bodies were handled, how the viewing was restricted, how end-of-life decisions were made. We've also learned something about inquests. For 8 of the last 12 months, inquests nationwide have been suspended. And these are not for COVID-19, because COVID-19 is a natural cause of death and would generally not be inquested unless there were extraordinary or particular circumstances. Inquests have been suspended. They affect many people who've lost loved ones through road crashes, suicide, accidents at work, and so on. They've all been put on hold, and we must resume. We've also learned something about death certification and notification. People may have noticed over the last few weeks, when deaths are reported by the Department of Health on a certain day, they also refer back some of these occurred weeks and months ago. That isn't good enough. We need to have a speedier system of certification and notification so that we have up-to-date information about deaths. Deaths are the saddest and last outcome of COVID-19 infection. And in order to learn going into the future, we need better systems. The coroner's system is only a small part of it, but it's a gateway, and we need to learn from that. We need to remember and honour those people.
On that question of inquests, would it be, there have been some calls for public inquiries into what happened in nursing homes. Would having inquests into the deaths of individuals in nursing homes, could that be a part of helping us with information?
Inquests into natural causes of death would not normally be held unless there are other circumstances. So the same would be true of any death in a hospital or nursing home. They would generally not be inquested unless there are particular circumstances. And it's very important to deal with each case on a case-by-case basis. Whether or not there will be a public inquiry on the everything that has happened in nursing homes obviously is a government decision, but that would be different and separate to the inquest system. Mm-hmm. So I would talk about learning from today, making our decisions from reports. We are looking at a brighter future. But one of the other things we've got to discuss in the context of the deaths, and I'm hearing about particular vaccines and a very rare cause of deaths. Mm-hmm. What we may be more concerned about in preventing the deaths through vaccination is, are they effective against variants? As a coroner, I want to see these death figures down. I don't want to be doing the same sort of work with these terrible figures coming through in the next few months or years. So we've got to learn about these deaths, what's caused them, and we've got to reduce the numbers, looking at, as I said, 1 in 1,000 of the population have died from COVID-19, and more than 50 in 1,000 of nursing home residents have died from COVID-19. The decisions we make today, based on examining all of these reports and all of these figures, are what's going to help us have a brighter and better future through vaccination and public health measures. And I think we've got to keep looking to the brighter future.
Professor Dennis Cusack, thank you very much for joining us.